live from deep within the Funny Book Dungeon. It's the latest episode of the Comic Book Haters.
In this episode, reviews of The Smurfs and G.I. Joe and the Transformers.
Everything is new.
Okay. This episode is about Smurfs, issue 1 and 2 from the Marvel Comics group.
I actually own them. I'm sure I still own them somewhere.
But issue 1 or 2 or both? If I'm not mistaken, I think Smurfs was a 3-issue series.
I wonder if I have number 3.
I can recall I purchased these in Florida on a vacation back in the early 80s as part of the Marvel, grab bag.
Oh, okay.
All three issues.
Let me ask you, this might be a good time to ask you this then. Mm-hmm. At the time, you were fairly young. Mm-hmm. Were you looking with an eye at collecting? Or were you reading it for interest? Just, it's a story, I'm going to read it.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think there probably was a bizarre hybrid of the two.
Okay.
I mean, in some sense, the collector bug was starting to take over, which really took over in the mid-80s, 85, 86, 87. And you know, as we'll get into Secret Wars, that really peaked it. But, I may have collected issues, but I read every single issue that I purchased.
Because I will say this. I was probably... What year did this come out?
Well, that's 82. I don't think 82. I got it in 82.
See, I probably got it in 82. I was very young. I was probably 6 or 7 years old. Mm. I liked the Smurfs.
Yeah, me too.
And I purchased this because I wanted to read the story about it. It's got a plane on it. I love planes.
Yeah. Gargamel's pissed off.
I love Gargamel. Got a problem. Two problems. One, who's the fucking Smurf in the plane?
It doesn't tell you.
You know what? It looks like Hefty. Hefty's always got that look on his face.
But also, Hefty's got... He's the one that... A little angry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's Hefty.
Okay, second issue I have with this.
Yeah.
Azrael is not brown. Azrael is more of an orangey. And on the cover, he's clearly brown. I don't
you
like
think
that.
So?
Yeah, fucking A. Did you ever watch the cartoon?
Yeah.
He's orange.
Yeah.
So I don't like that. I mean, I get a little upset when they miscolor things.
Well,
I know that happens.
Yeah,
I know
it
the
does
famous
happen.
Thing. Let me nerd out for a second. Mm. And again, I'm not a follower of comics, but right. Did that not also happen with the Hulk?
Yes. Yes.
So there you go.
So you're equating Hefty Smurf to the Hulk?
No, Azrael the cat.
Oh yeah. Well, mm-hmm. Whatever. So Azrael the cat to Hefty Smurf?
No, to the Hulk.
To the Hulk.
To the Hulk.
Okay, so they're all three peas in a pod.
Today is Lou Ferrigno's birthday. I would like to point that out. We mentioned the Hulk.
Yeah.
And Lou Ferrigno, God bless you.
See, I don't recognize that because I've always been I was brought up to believe that Lou Ferrigno has always existed. And to celebrate his birthday is almost sacrilegious.
Yeah, it's kind of like saying, "Well, when did the Earth begin?"
Kind of.
I see what you're saying. What came first, the Hulk or Lou Ferrigno?
Yeah.
And we don't know that. Science does not have an answer for that.
We don't have the technology to.
Should we?
No. I mean, we can make an educated guess. Like, well, we think Lou Ferrigno was born in the. We can narrow it down to like a decade.
Yeah.
But to actually pinpoint it to a date. I mean, come on.
Yeah, why bother?
No.
He's timeless.
Yeah, that's true.
Is he alive?
If you call that living.
God bless Lou Ferrigno.
Here's a funny story about Lou Ferrigno. I was at a Wizard World funny book show and with a buddy of mine, and we waited in line to get Lou Ferrigno's autograph. Did I ever tell you this one?
No, I never heard this.
Okay, so we were waiting in line. This is about 2 years ago. And all you know, let's face it, the line was not that long. It's Lou Ferrigno.
Well,
you know?
Wait a second. 1980, 1979, that line would be out the ass.
This was probably 2003.
Why were you in line?
Exactly.
Okay, continue.
Okay, so you know, half of a conversation passes, and all of a sudden we're at the front of the line, and we notice that Lou Ferrigno is charging for autographs.
Okay. Did you know that when he got in the line? Don't most of these jerks do that?
Yeah, I guess like
how much?
I don't know. I just saw a dollar sign and
you left.
Like, yeah. Oh yeah.
How much time had you spent in line?
Not much. Not much time at all. Okay.
Boba Fett was at a toy show that I once went to.
Yeah, me too. I was at San Diego Comic Con. Boba Fett was there. Yeah, as a matter of fact, see the Boba Fett sign. Maybe it faded. Well,
I can't see it, but I'll believe you. And I do think it was pretty cool. I've never seen this before.
Well, that was a Comic Con exclusive. Yes, you can only buy it there or eBay. It was also available.
eBay.
So Lou Ferrigno, I noticed that. Granted, I didn't spend a lot of time at all in line, mm-hmm. but I spent maybe 3-4 minutes, and there was only one person in front of me, or of us, and then the guy in front of us. The reason it took so long. The guy was trying to convince Lou Ferrigno that he shouldn't have to pay for an autograph.
Oh, goddamn.
Yeah,
that's pretty hardcore.
By the time we realized what was going on, we said, well, Lou Ferrigno, you don't want to argue with him. No. So we slid over.
I mean, even 20 years removed, he's a badass. I mean.
Yeah, well, we slid over to Kenny Baker's line.
Kenny Baker of Star Wars fame.
R2-D2.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we waited 2 seconds, and he was at the bathroom. So we talked to his wife, and we basically, I think I might have got her autograph.
Was she also a midget?
Yes, very small.
Really?
Yeah, very small.
They prefer to be called little people. Isn't that the correct term?
I didn't really get into it. I didn't care what she wanted to be called, to be honest with you.
How was she looking? Hot or not?
I just called her Shorty.
Shorty, sure.
It's not looking too good. No.
Okay. All right.
It's you know, I mean
well, it's a matter of taste. It's a matter of taste.
And also practicality. He's R2-D2. It's not taste. Like, I mean, shit. His taste may run high. His practicality runs low.
Okay, I gotcha. You know? Yeah.
So, back to the Smurfs.
Back to the Smurfs. Yeah, we were talking about Smurfs. Sorry about that.
Okay, the Smurf comic, there's a lot of ads. The Smurf of Youth.
There's different Smurf adventures throughout this thing, correct?
It's kind of like the TV show, Smurfette, looking pretty good.
That's classic. You know, she had a heart of stone.
Yeah, she did. Oh, wait, Gargamel is old in this.
Something must have happened. I don't recall.
That's Ezreal's voice. It's Gargamel. I wonder what happened. Maybe it's a wig.
A wig? Why the fuck would Gargamel be wearing a wig?
To eat some Smurfs.
Why would...
Oh, you know what? Remember this guy? Where's he at? Is that Greedy?
Yeah.
Greedy. Always eating.
Yeah. I think that's the comment on America by Peyo. French.
Was he French?
He was French.
Or was he like Belgian?
Okay, I'm going to lay this on the line here, and I don't want to upset anybody, because we may have an international audience.
Yeah.
I don't know the difference. Jean-Claude Van Damme?
All right.
French or Belgian, doesn't matter to me.
I heard a story recently about Jean-Claude Van Damme getting the shit beat out of him.
I heard about that. In a bar?
Yeah.
Like a biker?
Yeah.
That was a while ago.
A bodyguard of somebody else.
Oh, maybe it's a different story. I heard this on Howard Stern many years ago.
Maybe that's where I heard it, too, yeah.
This was many years ago, though.
Well, I am a little bit behind the times.
Could Jean-Claude Van Damme beat up a Smurf? He's a martial arts champion, mind you.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
He could take a Smurf.
Which Smurf?
Well, not Hefty. I mean, anybody but Hefty.
No.
He's got a plane, for Christ's sakes.
We're not... It hasn't been confirmed that that's Hefty, okay?
Well, I'm going to say that it is. I'm going out on a limb.
Okay,
I mean,
look, your views do not represent anything to do with...
Comic haters.
The comic haters. Do we have thecomichaters.com? Do you think we can get that? Or Gargamel. Gargamel.com.
Well, Gargamel might... I mean, he's not going to know which fucking Smurf is which, is he?
He doesn't give a shit.
No, he just wants to eat one. No. Azrael, the cat, wants to eat one. Gargamel turned him into fucking gold. He never did that.
You'd think he'd get at least a couple.
Something.
A loser. And what was his uncle's name?
Uncle?
Was it his uncle?
Oh, I don't know. I never heard about that.
Oh, yeah, you did. That fat guy, Balthazar? Was that his name?
I don't know, man.
You remember that guy? Big fat guy wore a red robe, and every now and then Gargamel... It must have been, like, fifth season. Oh, come on. He went there, and he would...
Fifth season, I probably outgrew it.
Well, I'm older than you.
I'm just gonna leave that. We're just gonna let that go.
So let's end this with the Smurfs comic. I'm gonna give it a 6. It's a good comic.
I'll tell you what. I mean, it's got a plane on the cover. I'm into that. It's a bunch of little adventures. In context, are you talking in context here? Like, it's a Smurf comic. What would I give it as a Smurf comic?
Well, compared to the many other Smurf comics that you've read.
I've only read, like, 2 or 3.
Okay.
Well, I'll give it, like, a 5 or 6. Let's say 6.
Okay. So 5 or 6. Giving it a, what do I give it, a 3?
I think you gave it a 6.
A 6?
Yeah.
Okay. So that averages out to about an 8. So, Peo, you still got it, even though this was created 8 years ago?
And he might be dead, or I think the AIDS might have caught up with him.
Yeah, I think AIDS did. Yeah. I think they got him. Another one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, God bless.
Yeah, all props. All right, Smurfs, that's neat.
Yeah, that's right.
You're listening to the Comic Book Haters. Reach them at thecomicbookhaters@yahoo.com.
Yeah, that's right.
Marvel Bullpen Bulletins for cover date January 1987. Okay, so there's a profile on Ann Nocenti. And how about the checklist? Let's take a look at that. What are some highlights from the checklist?
Well, obviously glaring me in the face here is Tales of G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but it's got to be better than anything else on here.
Any hype for it, or just
I have no
title?
Idea what it is.
It just says
like
Tales,
obviously it's 87. I mean, I know it's not the regular G.I. Joe book, so I don't know.
I think that may be maybe a reprint book.
Okay.
I think maybe I don't know. So what?
How
else?
About Sledgehammer with an exclamation point? Obviously a takeoff from the TV series.
Yeah, I think that was a spinoff.
Well,
yeah,
I imagine.
Sledgehammer, which was kind of a ripoff of what, Police Squad, do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, that probably was a terrible comic, because it wasn't that great of a TV show. I mean, I loved it when I was, again, like 9, but...
Well, in any comic published by Marvel in the 80s, you know, unless, you know, a certain Frank Miller Daredevil comics, but otherwise, it was shitty, okay?
Yeah, you mean also in, not G.I. Joe?
No. I would mean that. How about, let's see, you strike me as a guy that was into Conan the Barbarian.
No.
Never.
No, I don't even know there was a comic strip.
Really?
Whatever.
Comic book?
Yeah, whatever. I also noticed that you have Spellbound number 5 checked off.
No, I don't. Do you remember Spellbound?
I don't know, but I see it marked off.
Oh, my God.
There's a mark on it.
Oh, my
Maybe
God.
Maybe it was a printing artifact. I don't know, but...
If you knew... Oh, look at that. It's smeared. Somebody's bleeding.
Not me.
Oh, look, it's me. It's my thumb.
Okay. Well, you also checked off Iron Man number 228 then.
Now, here's the funny thing. Spellbound was, I think, the... You know, here's a little comic lore for you. I think that was the first... Or one of the first bi-weekly... Meaning coming out every other week, miniseries from Marvel. I think it was the first one.
That's pretty interesting, if I gave a rat's ass about it.
Well, it was 6 issues, and the thing is, it was about... Speaking of comics aimed towards girls, I think it was one of the first ones testing out the waters, because it was a sorceress or something.
Yeah, that sounds totally...
Okay. So anyway, anything else from here that really stands out?
You know, I don't see anything. The Nom.
Oh, what number?
Number 16, Good for the Goose, written by Doug Murray, penciled by Mike Golden, and inked by John Beatty.
Penciled by... Mike Golden was great.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess still is, but...
I don't know, I just... That jumps out at me because, I in fact did read several of the Nom comics.
Yeah, as did I, yeah.
I mean, I don't know how many. I don't even know how many I own, but I do remember enjoying that when I was younger.
Yeah, it was good. Good stuff.
Alpha Flight, I see that.
Oh, Alpha Flight. What number of that?
Number 58.
Come on, that was shit by then. Started out okay with John Byrne at the helm. But
sure, I mean, who can fault John Byrne? I mean, if I knew who he was, I might, like,
He was responsible for some of the greats from the 80s.
Okay.
Fantastic Four, X-Men, the whole Dark Phoenix saga.
Dark Phoenix.
You remember that?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, how about, let me take a look through here. Let's see. Okay, you got Transformers, number 38, Classic X-Men, Marvel Bookshelf.
Marvel Bookshelf, what the fuck does that mean?
Official, okay, it wasn't a strong month for Marvel. This is probably about the time I stopped reading any comics other than some other ones. Yeah, nothing. Oh, an issue of New Mutants drawn by Brett Blevins.
New Mutants?
Drawn by Brett Blevins, though. Okay, so for the month of January 1987, your ranking, what are you going to give the Marvel releases?
I mean, that's, you know, it's low. I saw three things that I recognized.
That's not bad.
I mean, let's give it a 3. I saw three things I recognized, I'm giving it a 3.
Well, I'm going to give it a 0.
Wow.
I'm going to say, you know what, Marvel? Fuck Marvel. You didn't release shit that month.
I'm
surprised they didn't go out of business that month.
I would like to say fuck Marvel. Yeah, so I will. Fuck Marvel.
Yeah, fuck Marvel.
Enjoy comic news, reviews, reminiscences, and information twice weekly from the Comic Book Haters.
Okay, here's a quick review. You ready?
Yep. Whoa, G.I. Joe Transformers. You notice on the cover on the upper left hand side, Marvel 25th anniversary.
Yeah.
Got the new Snake Eyes on it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But look at this. Bumblebee getting fucked up on the cover.
Well, Bumblebee was asking for it.
Did they ever retcon this? Is Bumblebee now alive again?
Probably.
You think so?
He's a robot, man. You can put him back together again. I mean, you're looking at... That's probably General Hawk.
Yeah.
Ordering the command to blow the shit out of him. That's the MBT right there, blowing the shit out of him.
Okay.
Can't tell what that vehicle is. Roadblock, blowing the shit out of him. Scarlet, blowing the shit out of him. Snake Eyes, blowing the shit.
Check this out. Look at how many people are actually aiming directly into his groin.
Well,
1, 2, 3, 4.
Little known fact, the groin is actually the weak spot of every Transformer.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, apparently, because it looks like Bumblebee really got the shit blown out.
He did. He got fucked up. There's definitely nothing nice about that. But again, you know, he's asking for it. They
back cover, Immortals Rules. Basic Dungeons and Dragons.
It's a computer game.
No. That's not. Like, basically it's saying, like, look, if you've been playing this fucking game so long that you're like level 30, here, shell out 20 more bucks.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's kind of giving a nod to the guys that are actually going down into the sewers and fighting each other, which is nice. Yeah, I mean, you throw them a fucking bone.
Yeah, I think a portion of it is contributing. Look at this shitty-ass comic. Look at this fucking art.
Hey, it's a Dreadnought, and that's not shitty.
Zartan talking to a...
Cobra Commander with a helmet, yeah. That's Megatron.
No, is it?
Yeah, it's Megatron. Who else would it be?
God almighty. Oh, look at this. This issue came out the same month as issue 2 of all of these New Universe titles.
What the hell is New Universe?
You don't remember that?
No, I don't fucking remember that.
The New Universe?
What New Universe? My universe is all fucking same.
So, G.I. Joe versus Transformers. G.I. Joe and the Transformers, number one. What are you giving it?
We didn't really look through it. It's been a long time since I've actually read that comic. And I did actually read that. I read the whole fucking series.
Yeah.
I give it points for being G.I. Joe.
Okay.
2.
Okay.
Also, Bumblebee's gay.
Yeah?
The only gay Transformer.
So did that gain points or lose points in your
Neither.
Book?
Just simply a fact.
Okay. Just educating.
Yes, that's right.
All
right,
I'm going to give it a 1. Are we allowed to give it a zero?
I mean, yeah, if you want to, if you really think it's that bad.
Okay, I'm going
to
give it a -5.
Yeah, you're full of
shit.
Fuck
G.I. Joe and the Transformers.
Fuck your review of it.